Benida, they're not careful of Nida, Bechala, or in Chala, Ubahadlakas Haner.
You're gone already.
Not careful of Lakas Haner with Ma.
You need to dial in.
You're starting to freeze already.
Oh, come on. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right.
And then just turn the speaker down.
No, I'm just going to call in. What's the number?
All right, hang on. I'll get it to you. Hang on.
Ridiculous.
Switch to phone audio. All right, it's 646-876.
One second. 646.
876.
876.
9923.
And what's the...
311-010-179. 311-010-110.
Yeah.
179. And then don't forget to turn your speaker down on your device and your microphone on your device.
ID followed by pound. Otherwise,
press pound
just
if you want.
Pound. You are in the meeting now. There are 12 participants.
Don't forget your speaker on your device and your microphone.
Okay.
Very right, good. You got it now.
On the computer, mute. Okay, good.
You got it now.
Okay, very good. We'll start over. Now we shall start over. Ready? Okay, today is Daf Lamed Beis. It's the Lev of Masechta Shabbos, and here we go. Al Shalosh Averus, we're in Lamed Aleph Mid Beis by the Mishnah. Al Shalosh Averus, Nashim Meisos Peshach LeDochan. There are three reasons why women die during childbirth, the three sins. Al She'enon Zehiros Benida, Bechala, Ubahad Lakas Haner. They're not careful in Nida, in Chala, and had lakas haner. Nida my timer. What's the reason for Nida, right? Why would a woman not be careful in Nida? Rav Yitzchak, he kill kala. The question is, not what, why wouldn't she be careful in Nida? What's the Mida connected Nida? Why is not being careful in Nida a reason that she should die during childbirth? The Gemara says, Rav Yitzchak, he kill kala b'chedri bitna. She ruined her, the baby inside. Lafikach takala b'chadri bitna. That's where she is punished. She's punished in her womb, so to speak. Pinach nida. Okay, that explains nida. Chala adlakas aner mayikala meimar. What about the other two? What about chala adlakas aner? So, kidus darish havu galiloi oleid Rav Chista. Like the certain Galilean darshin by Rav Chista. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Revius dam nasati b'chem. I gave you a revius of dam, right? To live, that's what you live with. Al iski dam hizharti eschem. And on matters of blood, I warned you. What does that mean? Racious karasi eschem. I called you racious. Al iski racious hizharti eschem. I warned you about things that have to do with racious. It means bikurim. Bikurim. It also means chala. Neshama shenasati b'chem kriya ner. The neshama that I gave you is called a ner. Al iske ner is harti etchem. I warned you on things that have to do with ner. Bimatem mekayim osam mutog. If you keep them, good. Bimlav, and if not, areni no tel nash nishmaschem. You'll be punished, and I will take away your life. Very, very hard daf today. Very, very hashkafically, very difficult daf. It's going to be things that you're going to be punished for, that are going to be, they're going to look like small infractions, and they're going to be terrible, terrible punishments. It's very hard to put Ner, Hadlokas Ner Shabbos, and Hilchas Nida in the same category. One's a Chiyuv Kares, and one's a Din Derabanan. Very hard to equate the two. Very hard. The Gemara does it. Now, Umay Shna Mishas Leidotman, so why Bedafka when you have a baby? Why Bedafka? So it's like five answers. Amar Rava. Rava says, Nafal Tura Chadad L'Sakina. When the ox falls, right? When the ox falls and it's ready for Shechita, that's the time when the knife is most sharp, right? When do you make the knife most sharp? When you're going to shech the animal. In other words, when is the woman most susceptible to get harmed? When she's having a baby. They're all going to be the same thing. Number two, Abaye Amar, Tafish Tiros, Tafish Tiros, Amsa, Bechad, Mechatra, Lahave. When the maid has a lot of sins, she's killed in one fell swoop. In other words, same idea. When a woman is having a baby, she's at the most susceptible time of getting punished. Number three, Avchista Amar, Shafki Luria, let the drunk alone. Leave the drunk guy alone. Diminafshe Nafel, he'll fall on his own anyway. You have to bother him, he'll fall anyway. Same idea. When a woman's having a baby, she's at the most susceptible. Number four, Rav Amar, Raya Chigra V'Izi Riatan. If the shepherd is a lame, he's a chigra, he's a lame guy, he can't run. So V'Izi Riatan, the sheep, the goat, can run away from him, because the goat can run faster than him. But Agav Chutra Mile Abidori Chushbna. But at the entrance gate, at the entrance, when the goat's at the entrance, and you're, even though you're lame, you're there watching him, then you can tell him all your whole drasha. You can tell him your whole story. You can bother him. You can chushbuna, story chushbuna. You can make a cheshbon. In other words, a woman, so to speak, can avoid Hashem, so to speak, but not when she's on the operating table. Then she can't avoid it. Same idea. And five, for Papa Omar, Agav Chuniyasa Nafshi Acharim Rachami. When the store owner is very chashuv, Abab Chuniyasa, the gate of the store, Nafishi Achi Umarachmi. He's got a lot of friends over there, right? When the famous story. When someone's up, he's got a lot of friends. However, Abab Bizyone, when he's in Bizyonos, Lo Achi Velo Marachmi. Nobody around. There's nobody around, right? Same thing over here. When the woman's alone having a baby, nobody's around, she's most susceptible to get punished. Now the Gemara asks a fascinating question. The Gavre Hecha Midbiki. What about men? When are men punished? Men don't have babies. So what about men? So Amarish Lakish, Bishah Sha'ogrim Al Hagesher. When people pass over the bridge. Okay? Says the Gemara, Gesher Vesulo. Not everybody goes on bridges. That's it? Only when you go over a bridge? That's the only time? Ema ke'ein gesher. No, it means like a bridge. Like a bridge. Right?
Why should they be punished for going over a bridge?
Same idea. You're punished for whatever you did wrong. Mm-hmm. When's Hashem going to punish you? When you go over a bridge. It's a scary time. Now, what about if the guy never goes on a bridge? He doesn't go on bridges? Is that a bridge in Israel? There aren't even bridges in Israel. It means like a bridge. Like a bridge. It's not going to be Bedafka bridge. Like a bridge. That's when you're punished. Rav, listen to this. Rav lo avar b'mibra yasev ba'akum. Rav, I'm on the third word line. Rav would never go on a bridge, would never go on a boat if there was a guy on the boat. He would never do that. You know why? Amri said, Dilma mifkad le dina alai u'mistafina ba'adei. Maybe the guy deserves to die, and when the ship goes down, I'll go down too. I don't deserve it, but I'm not going to be an ace for me. I can have an ace. Very difficult, Gemara. Extremely difficult. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel lo avral memivra de ispe akam. Just the opposite. Shmuel would only go on a boat that had a guy. He would only go on a boat if there was a guy. Why? Amar, he said, Sitna betray ume lo shalat. The Yetzihara, the Satan, the Malach HaMaves, doesn't rule over two different nations. That's what that means. So the Marsha says, what about Yonah? Yonah was on a boat. He was a Jew. There were non-Jews on the boat. And Hashem was going to destroy the whole boat. So the Marsha answered, yeah, Hashem was going to do it, but he didn't do it. He didn't do it. It was a big threat. Never happened. So that's what?
I guess Rav never went on a cruise, huh?
Not only that, there's a safe here, the receptive quote, the Chodesh HaAviv says, Maisim b'chol yom, sha'anashim mishtei umos, ne'anashim yachtav. Maisim b'chol yom, people from two different nations are judged at the same time. He doesn't answer it. It's very difficult, Gemara. What's Shmuel doing? Would he go on a boat? Not true. Maisim b'chol yom, that happens. Right? Rabbi Yanai Bodik, back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yanai would first check out the boat. Then he would eat out, he would have a tour of the boat before he got on. But Vavar, don't rely on a mate. Go check out the boat. The boat's good, and he can get on the boat. The nace might happen to you. Might happen to nace. We've all experienced nisim on some level, all of us. But you know what happens? You lose a little bit zechusim. Right? How do you know that? Amar of Oven, my kura, Amar of Chanan, my kura. Because Yaakov said, Kotonti mikala chasadim mikol emes. Right? I'm small. I got smaller. From all the chasadim, from all the things Hashem they did for me, you made me a little smaller. Took a little bit of my zechusim. So, all right, it's better here, but it's not going to be better in the next world. Reb Zera, b'yomah d'shusa, on a windy day, lo nafik l'beini dikli. He wouldn't go among the trees, right? Why? Because he had on the tree to fall and then hurt him. Amar of Yitzchak b'ed of Yehuda, la'olam yivakish adam, listen to this, Gemara. La'olam yivakish adam rachamim shalo yechele. You should always daven that you shouldn't get sick. And the Ein Yaakov says, what's la'olam? Always, even when you're young. And when you're young, you can fight it off easier. Old timers have a hard time. When you're young, you can fight it off. La'olam, even when you're young, always daven, you shouldn't get sick. You know why? Shim yechele, because if you do get sick, omer lo, hava zechus v'yipater. It takes more zechusim now to save you. Not to get sick, less zechusim. Don't get sick. Once you get sick, now Hashem's got to go out of his way to go save you. Much, much harder to do that. It's going to cost you, so to speak. It's going to cost very you much more.
Very timely.
What?
Very, very, very.
It's very timely. It's ridiculously timely. And everything the Gemara is saying, we all see it's true. Right?
Could they put this in with the slogans about not having minyanim in the house?
Right? Amar Mar Ukla, Mikra, what's the pasuk? It says ki yipol hanofel mimenu. So it says that if you don't put up a maka on your roof, then somebody might fall. Ki yipol hanofel mimenu. Mimenu lahavi raya. Right? Mimenu lahavi raya. From him, he's going to bring a raya. Right? In other words, as Rashi says, the last skinny line all the way down by Rashi, the skinny. Nachashu nofel. After he fell, tzarech limso mimenu. Now we got to find a way to go save the guy. We have to go search for zechusim, for rayas, for good. He's a good guy. Much harder to do that. Don't fall out the first time. Then you want to go look for zechusim. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, ki yipol hanofel mimenu. So it says that he's going to fall. Roy zesh yipol. Listen to this. Roy zel yipol misheshes and aberrations. He was destined to fall from sheshes and aberrations. The guy was destined to fall, right? Sharei lo nafal. He didn't fall. He didn't fall, the guy. It said, don't put up a fence so nobody should fall. This guy didn't fall. However, v'akosiv kori no fell. But the Torah calls him as if he fell already. Ella, you know why? Shemagal zechot ayadei zakai, v'chova ayadei chayev. Good things happen to good people, and bad things happen to... Crazy Gemara. Very, very difficult Gemara. I mean, if a guy falls off your roof, and even though you didn't do anything wrong, really, but a bad thing happened on your watch, on some level, you're responsible. And by the same token, if a good thing happens on your watch, then you get the credit for it. Hashem made it happen through you. Very, very difficult, Gemara. Very difficult. Tana Rabbanan. Misha Chala, if someone's sick, v'notel lomus, and he's about to die. He's on his deathbed. Omrim lo ha-Torah, Omer lo hisvade. We tell him you should confess. Do tshuva, do vidui. Shekin kol hamumsin mizvadin. All people, whenever someone was supposed to get death, all the misas, all the death penalty people, we would tell them to do vidui. And therefore, so too over here. Someone's on his deathbed, we tell them to do vidui. Adam yotel ashuk, a person goes down into the street. Yidoma be'enav k'mishin insa l'sadriot. He should view himself as if he's given over to the executioner, the governor, the officer. Chosh b'rosho. Guy's got a headache. Yidoma be'enav k'mishin nasnuhu b'kolor. He should view himself as if he's already in chains. All the Lamita, he goes to bed. The Nafal, he's sick, he has to get into bed. He should view himself as if he was taken to the chamber to be judged. Shekala ol legardom ladun, whoever goes to be judged, im yesh lo pralaktin gedolim mitzo. If you have a lot of good defenders defending you, you'll be saved. V'im lav, ain't mitzo. And if not, you're not going to be saved. Now, v'eilu hein pralaktilim shel adam, what are these good defenders of a person? Tshuva u'maisim tovim. Tshuva and maisim tovim. So if a person has that, why did he get sick to begin with? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know if anybody does. Afil teisha meas v'teisha v'teisha malamdim alav chova, and 999 are pushing and prosecuting to accuse. Ve'echad malamdim alav zchus, and one has a zchus, the guy has a zchus somewhere, nitzol, he gets saved. Shenemar, in yesh alav malach melech echad mini alav, lahagid la'adam yoshro, v'yechaneru v'yomol padu, meredes shachar.
Okay. But Malcolm, do you understand this Gemara, or are you just reading the words? I mean, do you understand?
I'm reading the words.
Not really good. Every time you have a migraine headache and you have to lie down, you have to think that possibly this is it? I mean, how does that work?
On some level, yes. On some level, yes. Mm. You know? Yeah, absolutely. No?
Seems like it, but like, it's very hard. How many times, you know?
It's very, very hard. It's very hard. We don't really understand what's going on, you know? It's like we're just reading words.
Yeah, but there's also a contradiction here within what he's saying now, what he said before. Now he said that any single act that you have in your favor overrides everything else because you only need one favorable good deed, and before he said you need a miracle if you get sick.
No, we didn't say you need a miracle. We said it takes away your zechusim. It's still a contradiction. Because on one hand we say if Hashem goes out of his way to heal you, it costs you, right? And then it says, well, the tshuva ma'asim tovim is what's going to save you. Which sounds like it's not going to cost you.
I think that just means if you're very ill, not any time.
I hear.
Hey, I mean, if you think about it,
what
the Mishnah said for three reasons during childbirth, the woman dies. Maybe she had one
right.
good deed that overrides 99 bits. So how does this work with the Mishnah? Like,
correct. I don't know if we understand how this is a whole Gemara about how God works, and so we don't understand it, right? Is there mussar we could take out of this daf? Absolutely, right? Do we say Berachas HaTorah before we learn this daf? Yes, we do. Right? Okay. No, you don't want to. Rabbi Elazar ben Osher ben Yosef Lili Omer. Just said, I feel Tesha Meir, Tesha Vitesha, Vosa Malach Lachova. 999 Lachov. Viechel Lizachot, Nito, he saved. Shinemar Mel Zechel Minyal. Conor Abonin. Al Shal Shaveras Nashim Mesos Yaldos. There are three reasons why women die in childbirth. This is even more harsh than what we just said. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Nashim Mesos Yaldos. They die young. The girls die young. Rabacha Omer, Bavon Shemachasos Toas Bneim Beshabbos. For the sin of wiping the kids on Shabbos and ruining the clothing or washing the clothing and being over the Isra of Shabbos, the Yeshamar Shekaron La Aron Hakodesh Arna. They call the Aron Hakodesh Arna Stam without telling you that it's Kodesh. Those are very serious sins. Why are these sins so serious? I don't know. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elazar Omer, Avon Shnei Dvarim Ami Aretz Mesam. For two reasons, the Amoratim died. Number one, Al Shekaron La Aron Hakodesh Arna. They call the Aron Kodesh. It's a machlokas if this means the Aron Kodesh, the real Aron Kodesh, in the Mishkan, in the Beis Hamikdash, or does it mean the Aron Kodesh in the Shul? The machlokas what it means. Either way, a very difficult explanation. And number two, of the Shekar Beis Hakneses Beit Am. They call the Beis Hakneses like a gathering place, you know, the place to come and hang out. Not necessarily a shul, makom kadosh, again, a belittlement. Why does that deserve mitzah, such a harsh punishment for such a small infraction? I don't know.
Maybe it's not a small infraction. Maybe it's not small. Maybe it's not as small as you think it is.
I hear you. It's a very good vart. It's a very biting vart, right? It's not as small as you think it is.
Menachem, you gotta watch what, watch what comes out of your mouth, I guess. What kind of time?
Well, that's an old story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shlosha Bidke Nisa Nivru Beisha. There are three, so it's a little bit of a girsa here. First, he says three Bidke Nisa, meaning that if a woman dies during childbirth, right, we'll check out if she was careful in these three averos. The Amrila Shlosha Divke Nisa. Not the dalet and the beis are switched. These things are davuk, which means they cling to her, and they make her die faster. Nida, misa, nida, chala, but look at an air. Chada, Rabbi Eliezer. One was like Rabbi Elazar, who said that even people could die. I'm sorry. Yeah. Divke misa, that is Rabbi Yossi. That was Rabbi Eliezer. The chada, and the one that Bodkin is Rabbanon, who said that a woman is judged during time of the childbirth to these three averos. Fine. Tanya, listen to this Gemara. Rishir Ben Gamliel Omer, Hilchos Hekdish, Halachos of Hekdish, Shrus and Isris, Hein Hei Gufei Torah, they are the goof of Torah. How do you want to translate goof? Important? V'nim Tzeru L'Ameharet. And we let Amaratzim, be in charge of it. There's nobody in charge of whether or not somebody takes off tumors and mitres. There's nobody in charge of you, whether or not you don't beg them to come to your house and bother you about giving off kudgem. Nobody bothers you. Nobody says a word to you. You can be the biggest amaritz in the world. Look at Rashi. It's a long Rashi, but he says it great. Shalom nimsu, shalom masru lebezdin, limnos, shomrin ledavar. Bezdin didn't appoint anybody to be a shomer. There's no shomer when it comes to tumors and mitres. V'amina Torah is called Adam Aleihem. The Torah believes everybody. Do you think of Shurim and Maaser or not? Torah believes everybody. The Hain Hain Gufei Torah. This is what Judaism is about. Shechaverim Ochlin Piton. People eat bread. V'somchin Shenito Mimenu Chala. And you rely that they took off Chala. Shurim and Maaser. The Haftish Nami Masul Kol Adam. Lahaftish. Right? The Torah is no. There's no guards. There's no special club to be machtish anything. B'chal hektish, I'll pick all of them. Anybody can machtish whatever they want. There's no rules. Tein gufei Torah. Shehayinu tzrichim lachush v'metaltalim shama hektishu. B'chozibo. I can go to your house. I can touch anything I want in your house. I don't have to be worried. Oh, the guy doesn't know what he's doing. He's an amaret. He's machtish this. He's machtish that. I can't touch anything. Doesn't belong to him. Belongs to the base. None of that. I forgot the Tikkun Rabbanan Demai, even though the Rabbanan did invent Demai, because we're not everyone's careful. We call Malcolm Torah Heminuhu. The Torah didn't make Demai. The Torah didn't invent Demai. Only the rabbis invented Demai. In the words of the Torah, you're believed. Right? You hear that, Rashi? Fascinating Rashi, no? There's no guard. It's a fascinating Rashi. It's a fascinating Gemara. Go have your happy life. Torah trusts everybody. Unbelievable, Gemara. Unbelievable. Tanya, back to the Gemara. Rabbi Nassan Omer. Okay, this is a very, very harsh Gemara. A lot of death in this Gemara. A lot of averos in this Gemara. It's a very famous Gemara. Shabbat Lamed Beis is very famous for all the people, all the reasons that people die. It's a very, very scary Gemara. Ba'avon Nedarim Meisa Isha Shel Adam. Because of the sins of Nedarim, the wife will die. Shenemar? It ain't lacha l'shalim, l'migach mishkavecha, mitachtecha. Rabbi Omer, bavon nedarim, barim mason, kishen kitanim. Because of nedarim, your children will die when they're small. Shenemar, al titan espicha l'chatoes pisarecha, al tomer l'pi malach ki, shigigah hi hu, l'ma yiksef elokim al kolecha, v'chavel et maaseh yadecha. Ein tehein maaseh yadav shaladam, what is your maaseh yadecha? What is your handiwork? Havim, abonav ubenot v'shaladam, it's your children. Very, very harsh Gemara, very difficult Gemara. Tanur Rabbanan, Ba'avon Nedarim, Ba'anam Mesim, Divrei Belazar, Berb Shimon. B'rit Anasi Omer, Ba'avon Bittul Torah, even worse. If Bittul Torah, your children will die. B'shalom Adarim, Ba'avon Nedarim, Kedamar. So for the Darim, at least we had a Pasuk. Ela, Laman Darim, Ba'avon Bittul Torah, Maikara, what's the Pasuk for that? The answer is, the Siv, it says, Lashavi Kesi, Ez B'neichem, Mosar Lo, Lakachu. Rashi, Ba'yitra Omer, Rav Bar Yitzchak says, Laman da Omar, where am I? Laman da Omar Bavon Nadarim, Nami Mihachal, Lashav, Ikesi, Et Benechem, Al Iskei Shav. Right? For Iskei Shav, for foolish things, the children will die. Okay? Michti, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Hainu Rebbe. Rebbe, Bavon Nadarim, Kamar. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and Rebbe, the same person. He said it was because of Nadarim. He didn't say it was because of anything else, of Bil Torah. Gemara says, you're right. After he heard that, he changed his mind. Rashi explains. It's in the middle of a Rashi. The Meikara of Omar Bavon Bittul Torah. First, he said it was because of Bittul Torah. Ubasa Deshama Rebbe Elazar, Deshama Rebbe Shimon, Abua, Tavi Rabbe, the Rebbe, Bavon Adarim, Amar Yun Amihachi. So he said the same thing. Because of the Avon of Bittul Torah. Fine. Pligi bar Reb Chiya bar Abba, Reb Yossi. Chadar b'avon mezuzah, because of the avon of mezuzah, the chadar b'avon bittul Torah. L'mandar b'avon mezuzah, if he holds its mezuzah, mikra nidrash l'fanav, v'lo l'fnei fanav. What they're doing is, they're darshing the pasuk before. In Shema, it says like this. It says, u'lamadatim osam es b'neichem, teach your children, right? And then the last pasuk over there is the pasuk of mezuzah, right? Uksaftan al mezuzah beisecho visharecha. What's the next pasuk? Laman yirbu yimeichem. It flows. Mezuzah, laman yirbu yimeichem. You want to have children? Keep mezuzah. The pasuk before that is about Torah. That's not in the parsha. That's not talking about this. It's from Torah. Then it says mezuzah, laman yirbu yimeichem. You want to have long life, you and your kids? Keep mezuzah. But if you hold that it's because of the sin of Bittul Torah, now you learn the pasuk before as well. The pasuk before says, a bit of Torah. Then Laman Yibur Yemechem applies to Torah as well. Okay. Next. Pligi bar Remeir Rabbi Yehuda. Chana b'avon mezuzah. V'chana b'avon tzitzis. One says it's mezuzah. One says it's because of tzitzis. Bishlom l'man darba von mezuzah. I understand it's mezuzah d'chsev uksatam al mezuzah spesecho v'sharecho v'ksev basmei l'man yibu yimeichem v'yimei b'neichem. El l'man darba von tzitzis, my time. What's the reason for that? It's tzitzis? That if you don't keep tzitzis, your children, Rachman al-Latzon, will die? Or Rav Kahana, b'tem Rav Shila, Mari, d'chsev, gam b'kenatecha, nim tu dam nefashos, evyon in nekiyim. A pasuk. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak Omar, Lamanda Bavon Mezuzah, Nami Hachak Tiksiv, Loba Machteres, Batasim Shose Psachim Bimachteres, another pasuk that not keeping Mezuzah can result in a disaster. Omar Rishlakish, Kalazor Betitis, if someone's careful in Titis, Zocha U Meshamshin Lo Beis Alafim Bechet Meos Avadim, he'll have 2,800 Avadim. Shinemar, Kormar Shem Tzavakos, Biyama Mahema, Asher Yachziku Asara, Anashim, Mikol Lashonos, Hagoyim, Bechzika Beknaf Ish Yehudi Lema Nelcha Imachem. Somehow it's a haftacha that if you keep tzitzis, you'll be zochet to all that reward. So the bottom Tosva says something very interesting. That in Ba'avon of tzitzis, a terrible thing will happen. You'll lose your children. So you know. No, in the elementary school, sometimes kids in the camp, kids don't wear tzitzis. So are they under this klal? So Tosfos says no. Tosfos said, the little, I don't know why the letters are smaller, that's going to be a mayhem. That's only in those days.
It's a Tosfos Yishonim. That's why. It's a different, that's why they have different.
Oh, okay. So he said, that's going to be a mayhem. That was only in those days. Every garment that people wore had four corners. Therefore, you didn't put tzitzis on that. You didn't put batel and isa daraisa. And it's such an easy mitzvah, and tzitzis is a chashim, and because of all that, you can have terrible, terrible tragedies. Like the model said of Ketina, why aren't you wearing tzitzis? I don't understand. Why aren't you wearing tzitzis? You're wearing a four-corner garment anyway, right? But now, she'ein ha'olam regilim l'alavushim ke'elu. Nobody wears four-corner garments today. No such thing. Ein tzarech liknos. You don't have to get tzitzis. Okay, don't leave now. Ah, tov liknos talis umavarech alav b'chol yom. It's a good thing to do. K'da'amar b'sof perek kama desota. B'chilecho mepriya hayarotza Moshe? Why did Moshe want to go into Eretz Yisrael so badly? What, he wanted to have good sabras? Wanted to have good food in Israel? Not why. He wanted to do mitzvot, right? He wanted to put himself in a position where he's going to do mitzvot. You, same thing with you. Put yourself in a position where you're doing a mitzvah. Go buy yourself a pair of tzitzit. You don't do it if you didn't. You didn't do anything wrong. It's an attitude problem, right? Right? Ella, Amar Moshe, mitzvah she'ocha l'kayim mitzkayim l'yadi. I want to do a mitzvah. I have a chance to do a mitzvah. I want to do a mitzvah. Now, do you have to chase around the world to do mitzvahs? That's a discussion for Shavuos night, maybe. You have to do that? I don't know. But to go to Central Avenue, buy a pair of tzitzit, that you can do. Right? Small things you can do. What you can do. Right? Like we always said, you have to go in Israel, buy land, and then not work it on Shemitah? I don't know if you have to do that. I don't know. It's a good topic to talk about, you know, for a few hours. I don't know the answer to that question. But easy thing, no question about it.
Where do you find a fruit tree to go make a bracha delanas?
There's one, as far as I know, there's one next, not far from Mati's house. I think there's one on West Broadway, I think. West Broadway, near David, near you.
Yes, it's by the train. That from West Broadway, at the top of Longacre, that other street that connects to the train station.
By Club Drive.
Yeah, Club Drive, yeah.
West Broadway.
And he usually has, he usually puts like a thing there with a bracha when it's time, usually.
Right. What kind of fruit?
Now you got me, but it's definitely a fruit tree.
I don't know what type of fruit, but I think there's a sign in front of the guy's corner house.
There's one around the corner. There's a one around the corner from me. What's that street around the corner that he has the fruit tree? Tristing. On Tristing Place, there's a little library in front of the house, a lending library. And in the back, he has a fruit tree. He invites everybody to come make a bracha.
Okay, interesting. All right, very good. Okay, next. Simon. Where am I? Simon. Sona, Chala, Truma, Nigzelet, Dina, Shavua, Shifuchta, Iluya, Benavlusa. Okay, ready for this, Gemara? Tanya, from Nechemi Omer. Ba'avon sinas chinam. Because of the sin of sinas chinam. Meriva Rabba Besoch Beso Shaladam. You'll have fights in your own house. Okay, this is something. This is a refrigerator thing. You put it. Put on your. What's Sinas Chinam? Says Rashi. Shalom Rabba Davo Avera. You didn't see anything. The guy do anything wrong. Shehei Mutal Lisnoso Bisono. And then you're allowed to hate him. What did the guy do wrong? He didn't do anything wrong. You're allowed to hate a guy like that. Sinas Chinam. Because of Sinas Chinam, you'll have Shalom Bayis problems. Says Rashi, next Rashi, Mida Kineged Mida. What's Mida Kineged Mida? This is the only time in this whole da that Rashi said those words. Mida Kineged Mida. And spend time thinking about that.
Does Rashi sound like he's saying the opposite is true also? That you're not allowed to hate someone because you didn't see him doing Avera?
Right. You didn't. Why do you hate him for?
But if you
what
did
you hate him for?
Avera?
If he didn't know, then if he's not ba'amcha, it's mutter. I'm not saying it's a chiyuv. It's mutter. If it's not, a guy does not keep Shabbos, and you don't like that, you're not over in Avera. You might be, yeah. Rasha, I'm not sure what the Gedarim are. Gotta go learn the Chavetz Chaim very, very well. Right? But we're talking about the opposite case, where the guy didn't do anything wrong. Right? Just, you don't like him. Why don't you like him? 1,000 reasons. So that's an Avera. Right? V'ishtam ha-peles, nefalim, shall lose children, ubanav, ubanosav, shall other mason, k'shem, katanim. Your children will die. How is that mida k'neged mida exactly? What's the mida k'neged mida? Not sure. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yehuda Omar Bavon Chala, ein bracha b'machunas. There's no bracha that will be collected by you. Umeira, Mishtaleches, Bishaorim, you'll have curses on your crop, Vizron, Zeroyim, Vachem, Oakland. You'll plant it, someone else will eat them. Shemar, like it says, Afani, Eses, Zos, Lachem, Deskarati, Alechem, Bahala, Sashachacha, Vesachadachas, Echol, Denayim, Vizibas, Nefesh, Zazam, Zeroyim, Vizarachim, Vachulu, Alechem, Altig, Bahala, Ela, Bahala. Don't read it, Bahala, but read it, Bahala. If you're not careful in these kinds of things, you'll be punished so severely. Major Shmuel said, why you punish so severely for not keeping challah? He says, because it's so easy to do. You can give one molecule of dough and you're making the mitzvah of challah. So you're not doing it? Now, you're getting a lot of punishment. Yeah.
The lave of Shabbos is not exactly very uplifting Gemara, is it?
No. But I said, it's here for a reason, right? You give it, you get blessed. Because of the avera of bittul truas and maizos, shemayim netzarin milahol etal umator. The heavens will be held back from rain and from dew. By yoker have it'll be very expensive. By skar oven, people won't have work. But other rotten achar parnasasan, people will chase after parnasa. Vein magi, not going to get anywhere. Shemayim tiva tia gam chom yigzulu mimei shaleg shalal cheto. My mashma, what does that pasuk have to do with that? Come to Rabbi Shmuel. Bishmol dvorim kitzavichi. Eschem, the Mosachama, things that I told you to do in the Mosachama, meaning when it's summertime, when you're harvesting, Truza Maitras, below Asisim, and you didn't do it, Yigzulu, Mimichem, Bimei Shelag, Bimosachashamim. You'll get paid back in the wintertime. Then Einon Mizbarchin, then Notes Mizbarchin. If you do it, you'll get blessed. Shemma, like we said, Haviyah was called Maitre, Obeis, Otzer, Viterf, Bebeis, Vichanuni, Novazos.
Haftarah from last week. Shabbat. Yeah.
Right? Amar Hashem Tzivakos and Loeftech Lachem at the Ruvat Hashemayim, or because of Lachem Abrach Abulidoi, my Abulidoi, but ending on a good note here. Amar Rebbe, Amar Mori Bar Ravi, or Rebbe, Amar Rav Achibolos, Fasechem Lomadoi. You're not going to be able to say enough. You're not going to enough say thank you. You're not going to be able to say thank you enough for all the bracha that you're going to get. And Mir Tashem, we'll stop here. We'll stop here by the two dots. We'll pick up tomorrow. So tomorrow, Daf will be in the 8:10 area.